The tremendous thing about Jane Southall is she can actually launch her show notes by saying, I thoroughly enjoy doing TV and radio interviews. Jane, it's a joy to always interview you.
Thank you very much.
And of course, we've got the honorary show director here, the legend that is Richard Collett. Richard, good to see you as well.
That's very kind, and the legend bit probably isn't applicable, but...
I think it is, I think so. We've said this a dozen times. Jane, to you first. Already we've commented on the buzz that's been here since we arrived this morning, about 7 a.m. It's been day one of the Linkages show. You must be very proud of your team.
Oh, yeah, we've got a great team, and we've also got 200 stewards that help us put the show together, and we all work all year round to plan it, so, yeah, great team.
We'll be checking out some of the wonderful sort of lifestyle stuff later on in the day, but already we've spoken to some of the livestock exhibitors, and there's also a sense of pride in terms of getting the sheep, the cattle, the pigs, you know, the various beasts ready, and even the beasts themselves, without going anthropomorphic on the whole thing, seem to be happy to be here.
I'm sure they are. It's a good day out.
Richard, as somebody who comes to it from a serious agricultural scenario, this is obviously one of the country's premier, if not the premier, agricultural societies, partially, obviously, Great Yorkshire Show.
Yeah, I think we regard it as one of the premier, if not the premier shows, and we still try and keep it agricultural as much as we can, and I think that is the only way forward if we're going to continue as an agricultural show.
Mike Catt on day one, the Countess of Wessex on day two. Yes. Jane, your social calendar must be a whirl these days.
I know, yes, it's great, because, I mean, it's, you know, if we get more people here, I mean, the Countess of Wessex, it's great for us, and I think, you know, she's spending the whole day at the showgrounds. She wants to visit the livestock and also the food court and lots of the exhibitors. So, and Mike Catt, obviously, yeah, that's a pull.
And Richard, from your own perspective, as honorary show director, do you sort of think this is just a doddle, basically? I just turn up, look glamorous, and that's what it's all about.
Yes, well, certainly this year we seem to have had a very smooth run into the show.
With Jane in charge, were you expecting anything else? Come on now.
No, of course we would expect...
I'm not going to say that when I'm standing next to him, is it?
And we're just hoping that things don't turn turtle during the 2 days, but I'm sure they won't, and it's all down to the ground staff and the staff in the offices to make it all run together so smoothly.
Richard and Jane, many thanks indeed. We'll let you get on now with the rest of the sort of days and activities. We'll see you again later, no doubt.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, over the years of covering these shows, I have to say that seeing the fabulous Dancing Sheep Show and indeed a whole range of other factors within the world of Nobby, Dougal, Sam, Susie, Belinda, Martha, Terry, Lenny, it's just fantastic. And I've introduced Laura and Katie and Oliver now to a true New Zealand one. In fact, Katie, when I said New Zealand, you're very excited, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm interested in what part of New Zealand you're from.
Stuart.
Right, hey, darling. I'm basically a South Island boy and just outside Christchurch, even though Christchurch has just had a bit of a new look. But, yeah, well, Christchurch boy originally.
So what can the team look forward to seeing today, effectively? Because we're here, actually, in the sort of early preparation. You've got a fine soul there who's already summoned you from your breakfast to actually do this interview. Go on, name check for the fine man.
Yeah, William, a right-hand man, couldn't do without him.
Okay. I noticed that the stars of the show, presumably, they're just sort of chilling out now. They're basically saying, no, they don't rise before midday.
Yeah, no, they've got a big old day, and as normal Hollywood stars would be, they're just a bit of a kind of a time-out before, you know, a bit of meditation with some of them, getting in the mode. It's a big day for them. Four big shows today. Linkage has always been a fantastic kind of show to get the big crowds, and they get a lot of support here, which is fantastic.
Oliver,
How do you basically end up from New Zealand to Lincolnshire then? How did you...
And other shows.
And other shows.
Yeah, well, this is it. We're covering just under 100 shows in a six-month season, so we have a very busy season. But I think I turned left instead of right. No, basically, we grew up with this concept, being very agriculture-minded people in New Zealand. We grew up with a tourist farm, which was a very big one in New Zealand with the Agrodome, and it's got a very similar setup. So I think that was programmed in us at a very early age. So when we went over here, Richard Savey was the founder of the Sheep Show, and I've joined him later on, and then we've worked together, and basically now it's, you know, we're doing extremely well, and the Sheep Show is very popular. So it's kind of just based over here through you know, family contacts as well.
Katie.
I don't think I've got anything else to add.
Well, let's go over to the stand which has actually got dog on it. So obviously sheep and dog and various other bits and pieces. And we see www.dogandaduckshow.co.uk, the book about understanding dogs. Stuart, talk us through this.
Right, yeah. Kind of everybody knows me as a sheep show with a sheep run on stage.
Exactly, and that's why I was most bemused when Fergus the Tractor author, Steve Burnside, turned around and said, you must interview this fine chap. You know, when you're at the Nottinghamshire show, give my best to the man who's written The Way of the Dog. And then we turn up and we say, it's all the sheep.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I've been doing dog demonstration shows for about 15 years, but obviously with the sheep show is my front runner and kind of always known as the sheep man. But dogs has been my passion for a long time. I've been training them all my life, you know, 25 years, and I've spent many years actually in Africa and North America studying them and all over the world, really. So that's been my love and my true love, really. So I've been doing dog demonstrations over here, and I've just because I'm doing the sheep show and dog demonstrations, called Dog and Duck Show, basically people are always asking me loads of questions about how to fix their dog problems, unwanted problems, and I just really never had the time. So I took 3 months off last year, sat down, and I wrote the book, and I'm self-publishing, so you can only get it from my website, www.dogandduckshow.co.uk, and also you can download it on there as well. But it's just to help people understand what dogs are about, where their instincts come from, why they do what they do, and then moving on to how to solve these unwanted problems that a lot of people seem to be facing.
Has been pointed out in terms of media that actually when you're working with trained tweeters and bloggers, it's a bit like training dogs in various other ways. I wouldn't possibly comment on that. Laura, any questions that you've got for Stuart here?
I'm just always wondering, when you're obviously shearing the sheep, is like you sort of flip them over sometimes. Does that like cause any distress to them all?
Right. Well, basically with sheep shearing, there is a mode. When they come out, they're in four-wheel drive, and when their feet are on the ground, they want to go. So the quicker I can actually get them in neutral, I call it, the quicker they will relax. And then you'll probably see today, and I have so many comments, as soon as I tip them onto their bottom, their front legs just go whoop, droop down, and they come very relaxed. Sometimes they even look like they're going to nod off and have a sleep while I'm shearing them.
I tried that with Casey. I got myself arrested. It wasn't good.
Yeah, not going there. But basically, with the sheep side of it all, they do go in a relaxed mode. Once sheep know they can't get away, there's no point in struggling, and they just very very simply relax. So yeah, good question.
And of course you prevent nicking as well, you know, those sort of things. It's a clean shave.
Yeah, I always try to. There's no guarantee in life, I'm afraid to say. It's just like us when we have a shave, if we don't pull the skin nice and tight and we get a bit of a wrinkle, we get a nick. You know, when shearers are 300-400 sheep a day, there's got to be the odd nick. I'm not going to, you know, bush around that one. But basically for us, it's all about getting the right position. You know, there's a guy called Godfrey Bowen from a Kiwi who invented this way of technique of shearing, and it's 80% of shearing in my book is holding the sheep in the right position. And if you've got the sheep in the right position and you've got it in a good flow, then you won't have sheep nicks.
I think I can pretty much guarantee that our tweeters and bloggers will be sort of covering this sort of thing. What sort of thing can they look forward to? I mean, I described to Ben, who's currently sort of savouring a little bit of burger there, he's over the background there, that I would describe it as very, it's like sheep shearing almost on acid, but no drugs are involved, obviously.
Yeah, no. basically, we've got a three-part show. I'll quickly go through it. I mean, obviously, these nine sheep are the Hollywood stars of the sheep show. So they run on stage unaided. They read their nameplates and find their own location, which is, I think, quite impressive for a bunch of sheep. Second part of the show is when
there are undergraduates who have difficulty with that. You know, I tell you,
I'm struggling with their names some days. And then the second part of the show is where we have the wild sheep come on, which gets a bit more lively. Obviously, I've got to catch her, I've got to put her in the neutral, and then we do that. I call it the live strip tea show, educating people why we have to get the wool off. A lot of people don't realise, but we've actually grown humans by the different ways of farming have actually selectively grown wool longer and longer, and even taken away the molting. So wool has now become the second biggest killer, from fly strike being cast on their back. So it's very important, we have to get the wool off even if it costs us money. So I go all into that, and also about how wonderful wool product is. And then the last part is the highlight for most, when we throw it back to the Hollywood star sheep behind me, and when the music comes on, they break into their own dance routine.
That is the thing that always impresses me, I must admit. It's and they have their own style, which is fantastic. Great Yorkshire Show, will it be blessed by your presence this year?
Yes, that will be Richard Savory, because he's basically two main ones. We've even got three trucks with Warren as well, but basically Richard will be at the Great Yorkshire. I'm doing Brocklesby after this one. So we get around the country. We're kind of full-time. I'm at Scotland after that. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm really, really great people.
Well, I think the photo shoot with the team will be on shortly. A reminder, of course, The Way of the Dog, Training by Instinct by Stuart Barnes, available either online, usual 3Ws, dogandduckshow.co.uk. We'll find out more about that as the show proceeds. And, of course, there's always the Sheep Show, which is touring and doing fantastic things with, as we said, Lenny, Dougal, Sam, Nobby, Susie, Belinda, Martha and Terry. And, of course, Stuart in full force. Stuart, a genuine delight. Take care. See you soon.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.